Well, today we're at the Riverside High School visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2012. And we have a full boat of students here, four of them we want to talk to. And we're going to start with
Devin Moore.
Devin, tell us about your family.
I come from a big family. I've got five brothers and sisters and live here in Oakland.
Okay, very good. Talk about your schoolwork. What did you enjoy? Were there certain classes you liked the best?
I loved all my math classes, and I actually just finished up my college algebra class.
Okay. Does math always come easy to you?
Pretty much, yeah. That's why when I get out of here, I'll be heading out to Simpson College and studying mathematics and minor in secondary education.
Okay, so you've got a lot of things planned out already.
Yep.
Talk about teachers. Are there any teachers that really kind of help point you in the right direction?
Yeah, my mathematics teacher, Jordan Edgerly, he really helped me out figuring out what I wanted to do after high school.
Okay. What about extracurricular activities? How busy have you been?
Well, started out with football, went into basketball, now I'm in track, and looks like we're going to be heading to state soon, too.
Okay, very good. A lot of things. Did you intend to be busy when you started high school? Was that one of your goals, was to keep busy?
I knew I was going to be in certain clubs and activities, but I didn't know it was going to be this busy now.
Well, it adds up in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, let's talk about that future. You mentioned Simpson College coming up. Why'd you choose Simpson?
My brother is graduated from Simpson, and I like the campus, nice and small town, kind of a little bit bigger than Oakland, but not too much to handle. And I get to go there and play football, so that's always a bonus too.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about that course of study? Why did you choose that? Is this something you've always wanted to do, and how do you plan on using that down the road?
Well, you know, I was thinking about doing anything mathematics. I was actually going to do accounting, but then I decided I would rather enjoy my job. So I decided to go with educating, because that's just kind of runs in my family. So,
okay. Is mathematics, is that something that's just always come easy for you? Do you work hard at it, though, too?
It comes easy. The work depends on how much work is needed, really.
Yeah. Are you a natural problem solver? Is that the way you look at yourself?
Mental math is kind of my strong suit.
Okay, so he's good at statistics. I guess it's good he's in athletics because he's doing his own statistics. Well, talk about the future then. Where do you see yourself, say, 10 years from now?
I see myself teaching in a smaller school district, kind of like my own right now, and kind of giving back to the community.
Okay. Well, give those 8th graders some advice as they get ready to start high school. What do you want them to know?
Do not procrastinate.
You know that from experience?
Oh, yeah. Especially this year.
It's tough to dig a hole and get yourself back out.
Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck with your future.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Who's next?
JC Figenbutts.
Okay. JC, tell us about your family.
My mom is Melissa Lewis, and my stepdad is Rick Lewis, and my dad is Gary Figenbutts, and I have two sisters, Kylie and Lainey.
Which one's your favorite?
I can't say that.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd try. Talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I really liked my psychology and sociology classes. They're probably my favorite.
Okay. Is that something you've always been interested in, or is it just kind of started here in school, high school?
It's kind of started in high school. Like, after I started taking college classes in it, I realized that I liked it a lot.
Okay. What about you? Are you one of those students that finds things come pretty easy for you, or do you work hard at your studies?
They come easy, but it comes with hard work, I guess.
Okay. We'll talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I've been involved in volleyball, dance team, soccer, pep club, science club, 4-H, and a whole bunch of others.
You're awfully busy. How do you find time for all that?
It's just time management, like just set out time to accomplish each thing.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Probably dance team or soccer.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of group activities. Do you like setting group goals?
Yeah, I think it's fun to interact with people.
What about teachers? Are there any teachers that, say, years from now you'll be talking to your buddies, thinking back at high school and thinking, boy, that teacher really set me in the right course?
Like what Devin said, I think Mr. Edgerly has really helped with that. And also Miss Reynolds, she teaches, like, the sociology classes and stuff.
Okay. What's next for you this fall?
I'm going to the University of Kansas to study psychology.
Okay, a little further away. Why'd you choose Kansas?
Well, it's kind of random. I just went there, and I really liked the campus. It was really neat. So I just thought I'd go there.
Okay. Why that course of study?
I think it's interesting to, like, see how people, like, think about different situations and stuff.
Are you analyzing me right now?
Maybe.
Yikes. Well, talk a little bit about your future then. Where do you see yourself like 10 years from now?
Maybe like clinical psychology. So I don't know if I'd be like in a school or like my own practice. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. What do you think they need to know?
I think you should learn your study habits. Like, definitely, you might think you don't have to study, but it will help you when you have your college classes and later on.
Okay, very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, who's next?
Anna Hildebrand.
Okay, Anna, tell us about your family.
I have an older brother, and my mom works here at the high school. She's Rhiannon Hildebrand.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about classwork and stuff. What did you enjoy here?
I didn't really find science that interesting until I took anatomy physiology. And I knew I kind of wanted to stay in the sports medicine type field. And then I realized with anatomy that physical therapy might be my path. Okay. I took anatomy 1 last year with one teacher, and then another teacher came for anatomy 2, and he's really, really interesting.
Okay. So you found something in high school that might actually be a career path for you.
I hope so.
You hope so. Yeah. Okay. Well, talk a little bit about teachers then. Are there teachers that have really helped you, point you in the right direction?
As these two said, Mr. Edgerly, he's young, fresh, just knows what we're headed for. And now our new Casey Conover's really taught me a lot about science and where that can lead me.
Okay. Describe what kind of a student you are. Are you the one that just is a brainiac and everything comes easy? Do you work really hard at it, or is it kind of a combination of things?
It's definitely a combination. Being involved in everything makes you focus on what needs to be done at what time. And time management, some things come easy, but some take a lot of studying.
You strike me as a student who asks a lot of questions.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. In some classes, when I'm interested, I like to ask questions.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. What about extracurricular activities? What else kept you busy?
My freshman year, I played 5 sports, which was a lot, so I went to 4, which is still a lot. And I'm in student council, science club, pep club, church youth group, anything that I'm busy every night.
Is that something you intended to do when you got into high school, was to try to be as busy as you can?
I knew I would have a lot on my plate, but yeah, no idea that it would be this much.
So how do you manage all that?
Time management and just enjoy that you have the opportunity to be in all that.
Just learn to say, sorry, I'm late a lot. Well, talk a little bit about your future then. What's up next for you?
I'm going to attend the University of South Dakota. They have both a graduate and undergraduate program in physical therapy. That's also where my brother goes, so I really like their campus and just like being around South Dakota.
I've had several students tell me they're going to USD this year. What is it about that particular school, that campus, that makes it attractive?
I don't know. They've really upped their enrollment the past couple of years. And for an out-of-state tuition, it's very reasonable, and it's just a really nice, neat place to be. They're upgrading a lot of their buildings, and they have a really nice health program now.
Okay. Well, where do you see yourself down the road then?
Well, I hope to come back. It'd be really hard for me to leave this area right now, so I'd like to come back and set up a physical therapy clinic or practice around here. Anybody around here has to go to Council Bluffs or Omaha, and it'd be nice to just kids and elderly that need physical therapy be around here.
Find a gap and bridge it.
Yep.
Well, give those eighth graders some advice.
Just stay involved. Once you get to your senior year and you start checking off the last of everything, it's a good experience, and you should be in anything you want to be in. Okay. Give it a try.
Very good. Thank you, man. Good luck down the road.
Thank you.
And who's next?
Megan McSorley.
Okay. Megan, tell us about your family.
I have an older brother who is 30, so there's a big difference between us. There's my mom, and then my brother's girlfriend now lives with, and they have a kid together.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
A lot of stuff. Like, I didn't really pick what I wanted to do until recently. Like, I've taken all the science classes, I've taken the math classes, I've taken English classes, and a bunch of random stuff like that. And I ended up deciding that I love culinary the most, and I'm going to college for it.
Okay, very good. So you found something to hang your hat on there. Well, talk a little bit about teachers. Are there any teachers that have really helped you, really made a mark on you?
I guess my foods teacher, Ms. Bentley, has helped me a lot. Even though before I started, I knew I wanted to do culinary, but she taught me a lot of the basics that I didn't really know. I was kind of skipping over that, and I learned that's not the best thing to do. And then my combination of like the science teachers and the math teachers have helped too.
Okay, very good. Well, what kind of student are you? It all comes easy, right?
No, like some subjects come really easy and then some are really, really hard that I get really frustrated with math and I'll have to sit there and slow things down because my brain works faster than like I can handle.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about your other activities. What else has kept you busy?
I'm in student council. I'm in science club. I was in robotics club until it was over. I've done a lot of little things like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite among those?
Probably robotics club because it challenged me the most.
Okay. You like it? Are you a problem solver then? Do you like to grab different difficult things and figure them out?
I do. I like how it's rewarding afterwards.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit about your future then. What's next for you?
I'm going to be attending the Art Institute International of Kansas City, and I will be taking a bachelor's in culinary management, which is a business degree and a culinary degree put together. And then on top of that, I'll be getting an associate's in baking and pastry.
You're going to be busy.
I hope to be.
Okay. Why'd you choose that institution?
They have the bachelor's degree. Most like local colleges just have an associate's in just culinary, and they also have baking and pastry, which is my true passion.
Okay. Well, I can have a pretty good idea of what you'll be dressed like down the road then, probably in white, maybe a little hat on or something. But where do you see yourself, say, 10 years down the road?
I plan to open up my own bakery and restaurant combination together.
Okay. Where?
I'm not sure yet. I kind of want it to have like a small town feel, but I don't want to be in a real small town because it won't make enough profit.
Okay, so you've really given this a lot of thought. We'll talk a little bit about those eighth graders then. What advice you want to give them?
Just relax. Like, I was really scared coming into my freshman year, and it, like, threw it off completely. Just relax. It's a lot easier than it seems.
Okay, easy enough. Megan, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Megan, also Devin, Anna, and JC, thank you very much. They're some of the tops of the class of 2012 at Riverside High School.